Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for the second day of our lesson about summer movies this year. Let's go to the movies. Are you going to see any of the movies that we mentioned in yesterday's lesson? Are you going to see that new Star Trek movie or the movie about Sully and Mike from Monsters, Inc.? Or maybe you'll see Iron Man 3. Well, there are so many different kinds of movies. What kinds of movies do you like to watch the most, Carolyn?
Well, I actually really enjoy action movies. I like all of the excitement and adventure, and I also really like science fiction action movies, which is why I can't wait to see Star Trek Into Darkness.
Well, I think that is going to be a fun one to watch, especially in the movie theater. I also like action movies in a movie theater because of the big screen. Everything comes to you so much bigger. That's why I enjoyed watching Life of Pi. Do you remember that movie? I saw it twice in the theater. It was just so well done. I love those kinds of movies. Well, we're going to be talking about more summer movies that are coming out this year. So let's get started with the first reading of the day.
Let's go to the movies. More animated offerings. In Epic, teenager Mary Catherine is magically transported to a deep forest where a battle between good and evil is taking place. She joins a group of strange characters who are fighting to save their world. The animated 3D adventure Turbo follows the adventures of a snail who somehow attains the power of super speed. His goal is to win the Indianapolis 500. Comic Book Heroes. Man of Steel, the highly anticipated new version of Superman, tells the familiar story of a child from a dying planet who comes to Earth.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Animations, monsters, and sequels. These are movie terms for what will mean a fun summer to look forward to. Before we begin today's article, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Attain. Attain is a verb. Danny is hoping to attain the height of 7 feet. Version. Version is a noun. There are several versions of this story. Sequence. Sequence is a noun. The action sequences in the book are really well written. Warrior. Warrior is a noun. The group of warriors fought hard to win the battle. Your more information words are Indianapolis 500. Indianapolis 500 is a noun. Samurai. Samurai is a noun. Now let's get started with our article.
This sounds like it's going to be a very great summer for movies. At the beginning here we see a title, More Animated Offerings. Yesterday we talked about 2 animated movies, and today we've got a few more. The first one is Epic. In Epic, teenager Mary Catherine is magically transported to a deep forest where a battle between good and evil is taking place. Do you think this sounds like an exciting, epic movie, Gabe?
Well, yeah, it does, actually. This movie's name is Epic, so that's a noun, I guess, because it's the name of a movie, but it's an adjective, actually. If something is epic, that means it is really big. It's not just something really small. It's a big, grand story. And so this is talking about someone who is magically transported somewhere. I also use that word magically sometimes. Have you seen The Hobbit? In that movie, when someone puts on the ring, they magically disappear. We don't know how to explain it. It just magically happens.
That is one way to use that word to describe it. Well, talking about Mary Catherine in Epic, she joins a group of strange characters who are fighting to save the world. So it sounds like she's going to have quite an adventure in this movie.
That's right, and of course we found out that the theme of this movie is kind of the battle between good and evil. And I think that's the theme of many movies, of course. There is a battle in the real world between good and evil. So they like to bring that out in movies as well. Well, how do we continue here, Carolyn?
It starts, the animated 3D adventure Turbo follows the adventures of a snail who somehow attains the power of super speed. So this is very interesting. A 3D movie called Turbo. If something is turbo, then it's very, very fast. Mm-hmm. You might have a turbo engine on a vehicle, like on a race car, so that it will go faster. But this is about a snail. And snails, I usually think of as something that is very slow.
That's right. So snails really are probably some of the slowest animals on Earth. So how is he going to become Turbo? Well, he attains this power of super speed. Let's look at that word from the word bank, attain. If you attain something, that means you reach it, or you get it through some level of difficulty, usually. It's not like the word obtain, O-B-T-A-I-N, that means to get something, but usually it didn't require any kind of challenge or difficulty. But usually when you attain something, it wasn't that easy. Carolyn, how else might you use that word?
Well, if you have been studying English for a while, maybe you've been studying with us here on Studio Classroom, we hope that you have attained a high level of English, that you feel comfortable in speaking English, and maybe you have even attained a high score on your English test.
Well, that is our hope for you. Now, this snail, he is going to attain the power of super speed. Well, hey, I think we should learn something else with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
They've been around almost 100 years now, so hopefully we're all familiar with 3D movies, right?
Right, and what are the three dimensions again? Width, height, and depth.
Okay, now, are you ready for the next dimension in entertainment? 4D.
4D isn't actually a fourth dimension in the geometric sense. Rather, it refers to entertainment that combines artistic talent with the latest technology for the purpose of heightening our senses and maximizing our fun.
Right. For example, let's say you're watching a movie about elephants. As the hefty animals begin walking past you on the big screen, you start to feel the floor vibrating underneath your feet.
Then, as you watch the elephants spraying water from their trunks, you realize you too are being sprayed with water right there in the theater.
You might even be able to smell the elephants too.
Not sure if I'd like that. Keep your eyes open and you might also see movie advertisements claiming 5D, 6D, and even 7D technology. But they're all basically the same thing. Cutting-edge interactive entertainment.
Besides theaters, you'll find 4D entertainment in theme parks, museums, visitor centers, zoos, aquariums, and casinos too.
我们知道3D表示3-dimensional, 也就是立体的。 3D电影已经有将近100年的历史, 观众在戴上特殊的眼镜后, 看到的是有空间层次的画面, 就好像自己也置身在电影的场景内。 那现在呢, 还有所谓的4D电影, 那就是除了3D的效果之外, 配合电影的情节, 还会加上触觉甚至味觉的效果。 4D电影院的椅子呢, 是会动的。 天花板也许还会洒水，为的就是要给观众一个身临其境的体验。这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, there is a 4D ride that I can think about, and that is the Star Wars ride at Disneyland. It's quite fun. Let's continue with our lesson. We're learning about Turbo, about this snail who attains the power of super speed, and his goal is to win the Indianapolis 500. And that is a big car race. It's a 500-mile-long car race.
Well, in our next section, we see comic book heroes. So we are going to be talking about characters from comic books and this new movie, Man of Steel, the highly anticipated new version of Superman, tells the familiar story of a child from a dying planet who comes to Earth. Do you like Man of Steel or do you like Superman, Gabe?
Well, I like Superman. I like the idea of Superman. Someone who has these superpowers and who can help and rescue many people. I am looking forward to seeing Man of Steel because I like seeing these different versions of old classics that keep coming out. I know Batman is another character from a comic book, and they keep making new movies about Batman. And usually they keep getting better and better as well.
That's right. Well, this is a new version of the Superman story, and version is a word from our word bank. If you have a version of something, then it's very similar to what came before it with a few minor changes. So maybe you are highly anticipating the release of the new iPhone. It is the newest version of this phone.
The newest version. Or maybe you love playing video games or computer games, and there is a new version of your favorite game coming out. Of course, when we're talking about movies, new versions of old stories come out all the time. One of them, is a movie called The Great Gatsby. We're going to be learning about that a little bit later, but that's kind of a new version. Well, we're going to learn something new with Michelle right now in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 attain 这个动词。Attain 是指获得或取得。例如 Mike attained wealth and fame at a very young age. Mike 年纪轻轻就已经财富跟名利双收。或者是 Jason attained the highest grade in his class. Jason 在他的班级得到最高分。Attain 也指达到某个程度或某个目标。例如 To attain this level of fitness, you have to work out intensively. 要达到这种程度健美的体格，你必须要密集的健身。继续我们看的是 version 这个名词。Version 是指版本或者是变化的形式。例如 The newest version of the iPad has a very large memory. 最新版的 iPad 的记忆空间很大。或者是 The Japanese version of the novel will be published next month.这本小说的日文版下个月会出版。Version 也指说法，例如 Brenda's version of their breakup is totally different from her ex-boyfriend's. Brenda 对于分手的叙述和她前男友的说法是完全不一样的。
Well, we've been talking about some summer movies so far today. We've learned about some animated offerings, some animations that are coming out this year. One of them is called Epic, and that should be pretty good to see on the big screen. Another is called Turbo, actually about a snail who attains the power of super speed. And of course, if you love comic books, then you might want to check out the newest version of Superman called Man of Steel. We're going to be continuing to learn about this and then some other movies in the next part of our reading for today.
Let's go to the movies. He is adopted by a couple in Kansas, and as he grows up, he discovers his amazing powers and decides to use them to fight evil. Henry Cavill plays Superman Clark Kent in the film. A masked lawman and his Native American partner battle for justice in the unsettled west of the United States in The Lone Ranger. The film features plenty of impressive action sequences. Hugh Jackman stars as his X-Men character Wolverine in The Wolverine. Jackman travels to Japan, where he trains with a samurai warrior and confronts a mysterious figure from his past.
Let's go back to the beginning of this section where we are still talking about Superman's new version, Man of Steel. We see Clark Kent is adopted. He is adopted by a couple in Kansas, and as he grows up, he discovers his amazing powers and decides to use them to fight evil. So, it sounds like he has a very interesting life.
Well, I think so too. And again, we see this theme here, the battle between good and evil. I think that's what Superman has always been about, the battle between good and evil. So Superman, or Clark Kent, is going to fight against evil. And Henry Cavill plays Superman slash Clark Kent in the film. Of course, if you know anything about Superman, yes, he has kind of two roles. Superman and his regular human role, Clark Kent.
That's right. So he has two lives, almost. Well, the next paragraph we learn about another famous comic book character and its new movie. A masked lawman and his Native American partner battle for justice in the unsettled west of the United States in The Lone Ranger. Are you familiar with the story of The Lone Ranger, Gabe?
You know what, Carolyn? I wish I was, but I'm not really familiar with this story, which maybe is a reason why I should go and watch it this summer.
It is a great story, and as we see, this is about a masked lawman, so someone who is fighting for the law. He wants to enforce the laws because in the west of the United States during this time, it was a very dangerous place to be. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't really anyone to enforce the laws. There really weren't a lot of police.
That's right. Well, we continue learning about this. The film features plenty of impressive action sequences. So if you love action sequences, we know Carolyn loves action movies. I love watching action movies on the big screen, and there will be many action sequences in this movie. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is sequence. Now, a sequence is a word that means that there was something first, and then maybe there are many things in order. So that is an action sequence. There are many things that are happening in an order.
That's right. So one thing happens, and then another thing, and then another thing, and they all go together mm-hmm. in a sequence, a series of one thing happening right after the other. Well, other than action sequences in The Lone Ranger, there is another comic book movie coming out this summer. Hugh Jackman stars as his X-Men character Wolverine in The Wolverine. Now, this is a franchise I hope you are more familiar with, Gabe.
Well, yes, I am, Carolyn. I have seen some of the X-Men movies. I haven't seen all of them, but I do enjoy watching Hugh Jackman. He was in Les Mis, which I saw earlier this year, and he did a great job. And of course, I enjoy watching him as the Wolverine as well.
Yes, this is a very different role, this character he plays in X-Men, and mm-hmm. Jackman travels to Japan, where he trains with a samurai warrior and confronts a mysterious figure from his past. It sounds like a lot of the movies this year are going to be going to Asia. We know from yesterday, Iron Man 3 will be taking place partially in China, and The Wolverine, he is going to be traveling to Japan.
That's an interesting observation, Carolyn. I've noticed over the last couple of years, many Hollywood movies have some of their events happening in big cities in Asia, or even other places around Asia or around the world. They're trying to become more international. I like that. Well, let's take a look at one of these words from this sentence. It is warrior. It's from our word bank, and a warrior is someone who fights for their country or fights for their government, or maybe they just fight for a cause. They're a warrior.
That's right, and here we have the Wolverine is going to be training with a samurai warrior so that he can learn this style of fighting.
That's right, and a samurai warrior is a special kind. It's a warrior from a certain country, you know. Japan. That's right. A samurai is someone who fights for their nobility. They're a military warrior, and actually it's very difficult to become a samurai. They're very impressive warriors indeed.
That is correct. Well, right now it is time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we will join Michelle and learn something there with her in the language lab.
Wow, there are so many great movies this summer.
Yeah, Iron Man 3 and Star Trek Into Darkness sound exciting.
Monsters University and Despicable Me sound fun.
So, which movie should we watch?
Wait, there are other choices too.
Other choices like what?
Like Epic. It's another animated movie. A lady is transported into a forest where she fights to save the world.
Saving the world is important.
And there's another movie. This one's called Turbo. It's a 3D adventure about a snail.
The adventure of a snail?
Yes! He wants to win the Indianapolis 500.
That's funny. Anything else?
Yeah! The Man of Steel! It's a new version of Superman!
Superman fights against evil! He's super.
And so is the Lone Ranger. He battles for justice in the Wild West.
Sounds impressive. Let's go!
Wait! Wolverine! It has action too! He travels to Japan and trains with a samurai warrior!
Wow! Which film should we see?
Let's see. How about the...
Oops. It's too late!
What?
The ticket window is closed!
Oh no!
OK, 接下来我们看的是 sequence 这个名词。 SEQU 这个字根有跟随的意思, 所以sequence 在这里是指一种顺序。 例如, you have to enter a sequence of codes in order to access the file. 你需要输入一连串的密码才能够看到这个档案。 课文中的action sequences 是指电影中经过设计的动作的招式。 例如, the chasing's action sequences were perfectly edited to make the movie exciting. 这部追逐戏的动作设计被完美的剪接，让这部电影非常的精彩。 最后我们看的是warrior 这个名词。 我们看到这个字里面有war 战争这个名词。 所以warrior是指战士或者是古时候的武士。 例如, the brave warrior won numerous battles. 这位英勇的战士赢得了许多场的战役。 或者是 the warrior was trapped in the enemy's ambush. 这个武士被困在敌人的陷阱中. And now, back to our lesson.
Well, the movies we have talked about today have mostly focused on comic book movies. And I wonder, how excited are you for the comic book movies coming out this summer? Do you enjoy watching films based on comic books? Gabe, I know some people are not very happy that comic books are being turned into movies because they think it kind of takes away from the story. How do you feel about this?
Well, I was never really that into comic books, and so maybe I can't criticize on that basis. But I do enjoy a lot of these movies. I love the Batman movies that have been coming out recently. Actually, I loved Lee Ann's The Hulk, which is also based on a comic book character. Some people didn't like his version, and so there was a new version of the Hulk made, but usually I like these comic book movies.
They are very fun movies to watch, and I think that they can really help to expand the number of people who read the comics, because you watch these movies and want to learn more about the characters and their stories. Well, we have another full day of learning about movies right here tomorrow on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
The evil Lin Unlai has kidnapped Sherry and is keeping her in the family farmhouse. Will Jun Fan and Jason find a way to rescue her? Find out on this exciting episode of The Stranger.
June Fan and Jason finally reached the farmhouse where I was a prisoner of the evil gangster Lin An Lai. The guys knew An Lai was dangerous, so they figured my life was in danger and they wanted to save me. They had courage, but to outsmart two gangsters with guns, they would need more than courage.
Okay, listen carefully. This is my plan. First, we go around to the back of the farmhouse. I will look through the windows to see if any of the three rooms are empty and also see where Sherry and my uncle are. Then
you want me to go inside?
Right. Hopefully one of the rooms will be empty. When you climb through the window, I'll do something to lead my uncle and his friend away from the house.
And then I grab Sherry.
And bring her back here to the duck shelter. Then we'll hide here and wait for the police.
Good plan, but it sounds too easy. Too many things could go wrong.
I know, but I'm prepared to take the risk. Are you?
Okay. I suppose this is what friends are for. I'm with you, Junfan.
Great. Now, see those lights over there? That's the farmhouse. Just go towards the lights and hope the storm doesn't get you. Ready?
Ready as ever.
1, 2, 3, run!
The guys ran into the darkness, into the rain, into the wind, into the danger. They ran toward the light and at last made it to the house. They took shelter from the storm by leaning up against the wall, out of the wind.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.